A 91-year-old former car worker from Ohio has been found guilty of Nazi war crimes. John Demanyuk, who's originally from the Ukraine, was accused of helping to murder more than 28,000 Jews at Sobibor death camp in Poland in 1943. One head teacher from Watford has been in Munich to attend the last 2 days of the trial. Helen Hyde's aunt, who was also called Helen, her uncle Justin, and their 5-year-old son David Peter died at the camp. Helen joins us now. Helen, very good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Helen, how important was it for you that you were there at the end of this particular trial?
Well, it was crucial to me because I've been haunted by this woman all my life. And I'm now very close to her surviving daughter, who wasn't able to attend the trial. So I came to the beginning of the trial and I needed to hear the judgment at the end. So I was very pleased to be able to come.
It's a powerful comment. You were haunted by this.
Yes. All my life, I grew up with pictures in my father's, in our house, but nobody ever spoke about the Holocaust. Nobody told me what had happened to Helen, and my father never ever spoke. So over the years, I obviously gathered information, but I knew I was named after this woman called Helen, my father's sister, and I only a month ago found out that her nickname was Hell and my nickname is Hell. So it's been a very close association. So when I heard the verdict today, it was total relief, and I must say I was very tearful.
The figures are astonishing. 28,000 Jews died at this camp, but John Demanyuk was involved in the deaths the court has established. But you break it down, families like your aunt, your uncle and their 5-year-old son, David Peter, real tragedy, a generation of families just wiped out.
Absolutely, and no children to even look after their graves because the children couldn't be born. And that's exactly what the judge said, that it's not, he's not punishing a nation or a group of people. He's punishing one man, convicting one man for what he personally did. And he was convicted for 16 counts, 16 transports, and he was involved in that. And my family were on 2 transports. Helen and Peter were on the first one, and a few days later, my uncle came. He was kept in Holland and interrogated by the SS before he was also shipped to Westerbork and then to Sobibor.
Really powerful testimony, Helen. I mean, were you able to watch Demanyuk as he was sentenced?
Oh, yes, I watched him right through. I mean, he looked much healthier these 2 days than when I first saw him in 2009 when the trial started. He looked very well. He didn't react in any way at all. No facial expression and no movement.
He is 91 years old. He's been released on appeal. Does that bother you? Does it worry you?
No, it doesn't really worry me because he is an old man. He has already served 2 years of the potential 5-year sentence. He's been interned in a jail. And actually, it's the principle that is so important, that if you commit a crime or you do wrong, you have to accept the consequences and the responsibility for your actions. And that's what's happened. And the court were extremely careful and detailed and thorough.
And he said nothing when he was offered the chance?
He was offered a chance. He was offered, as the court put it, to have the last word. He maintained his right to silence. And this is how it's been for the last 18 months.
When you look at somebody, and a very elderly gentleman who was responsible, who's involved in a Nazi death camp, do you see an old man? I mean, can you see in their eyes that
well,
whatever hatred
glasses.
They may have had?
No, you can't see it because he wears dark glasses all the time, firstly. And secondly, he looks much more healthy than the other plaintiffs in the court. And they look much more, they're much older, they look older. Many of them are less healthy than Demyanyuk looks or is. And there are many people at 91 that are very fit. So, yes, I do see an old man now. But you can't really get close to him. You can't actually understand why he was involved. No, he's just an old man lying there, really.